escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan here. 101, day is flying by. That's what happens when you just yell and rant and rave about myriad baseball issues. Absolute slop fest in the Bronx and in Queens. When will it end? I don't think it does. I don't think it ends enough where either team gets to or wins a World Series. And hope I'm wrong, don't feel it, don't see it. And really, we have not seen it for a while with both of these teams. This is first of all, the Yankees do this every year. You know, here we go. Annual swoon after a quick start. It's become really predictable at this point. So, you know, I guess the only way the Yankees fight their way out of it here is, you know, all right, Judge, carry us for a couple of days, make it seem right, hit a couple of home runs, go bonkers, you know, make another run for the Triple Crown. Your stats have taken a little hit here because you missed time and you came back and you're ice cold, which we understand, but get hot, make it seem like it's a little bit believable, and then, you know, at some point reality will hit and the Yankees will not win a championship, and the same will happen to the Mets. 888-808-1019. John is on Long Island. BT and Sal, what's going on, John?
BT, what's going on, brother? You got me dying with this golf conversation over here. It's the crushing my spirit more than the Yankees.
John, I got to tell you, and I left out a part. I meant that. I'm like, how did I not say the funniest part? So if you see me, like, if you happen to know who I was. Oh, there's Tierney. Oh, wow, he plays righty. Oh, ugh, he stinks, right? And then you might see me. That's what you'll say. Then you'll see me later in the round. I'm chipping and putting lefty. I'm like Bernie Williams on the golf course, only he was good.
BT, I got to tell you.
It's pathetic.
No one's good at golf, man. I'm right there with you. I'll tell you what, though. I've caught Gio at the range a few times in Sable. If you go out with him, Jerry, and Boomer, you won't be the worst one in the foursome. I'll tell you that.
Well, first of all, Boomer's got game, number one. So I know Boomer's shooting, you know, low 80s, depending upon where the sticks are, the court. Boomer's got stick. I think Jerry Recco is a good golfer. I don't know how the swing looks, but I know he knows how to play. And, you know, Gio's playing all the time, so he's just more in lock with a swing. And he's got the excuse. He's still fairly new to the game. My excuse is, yeah, I'm an idiot who used to play lefty. Now I'm a clown who's trying to play righty. I mean, where's that going to get me?
I hear you, my man. I'm just joking, though. Gio's come a long way. I'll give him some credit with that.
Yep.
But on to the Yankees, man. You and I are very, very aligned with all of our opinions. And I'm a huge fan, by the way. So it pains me to even say this, but I got to talk about my man Aaron Judge here. And, you know, the jersey I rock has 99 on the back. I've been defending this guy for probably 8 years now to all the haters, the Mets fans, Yankee fans alike. But I'm just starting to question if he has that clutch gene. Like, anytime, especially against one of our rivals or in a big moment, the guy just disappears, and it's so frustrating. He hits a billion home runs. Why not one of them come in the bottom of the ninth inning on Friday night against Houston? Give us a little boost. Be the captain.
Well,
it's just,
I mean,
it's very frustrating.
You know what it is, John? Now, listen, the October stuff, that's, it is what it is. And thanks for the call there, buddy. No, I mean, if they get back to the postseason this year, you know, if Aaron Judge doesn't perform, it's going to get louder. It's unavoidable at this point. There's no doubt. Best player in baseball, you got to hit when it matters, period. But I think there's, because there's so many Yankee flaws over the years, that if he's not Superman, it's like the spotlight on his failures are illuminated. I got news for you. Derek Jeter didn't always play well in the postseason. It seems that way because they won all the time. You know, same with Bernie. And when that happens, if you've got, you know, a great starting staff, and if you've got Mo, and you've got all the other assets, and a great manager, et cetera, well, then you're going to get a reprieve there, and you're going to get a little time to find yourself. But when it's basically Judge and Stanton, and that's it, and if you don't hit, everybody in the world's going to know because nobody's covering you behind. I think that that's part of it as well. Not to make an excuse. He's got to play better. But his failures have been amplified because nobody picks him up. Pick him up. What movie is that from? Dumb and Dumber. I mean, look, like even this, right? So I'm looking in the 1998. I just popped this up. So, and we knew Derek was incredibly clutch, right? But in 98, Derek Jeter, in the divisional series against the Texas Rangers, they swept him. He batted 111 with a 384 OPS. Yankees won 3-0. So, not that I ever thought Derek was their best player, but he was certainly one of them, and certainly one of their most clutch, if not the most clutch. They swept him. He did nothing. The next series, the league championship series against the then Indians, Yankees won 4-2. He hit 200. Guess what? Yankees won. I'm just cherry picking. 2000, that was obviously the year the Yankees beat the Mets, and they had a horrendous September. And in that five-game series with Oakland, remember, Tino had that big, I think that was a double, bases loaded double. He had 211 in the five games. Yankees won the series. So, I mean, 2001, Yankees lost the World Series to the Diamondbacks. Derek Jeter batted 118 in five games against Seattle. Yankees won four of them. You know, next round in the World Series against Arizona, batted .148 and with a .438 OPS. Now, the Yankees still managed to win three games. We know broken bat, base hit. But I'm just pointing this out because there's a lot of instances where Derek Jeter did not play well and the Yankees won. And Aaron Judge does not have that luxury. I'll keep going. 2009, last championship, ALCS, Yankees win 4-2 against the Angels. Derek hit .259 in the, let's see, in the 2010 ALDS, he hit .286, and they won. So, you get what I mean, I don't want to just, I did hit you with a lot of numbers, I'll stop there, but that's the point. Because if Derek didn't hit, certainly in 09, Alex did. In the early days, or Cano did, or Teixeira did, or whatever. Damon, if Derek had a rough series, Bernie picked him up, you know? Or Brocious did something clutch, or even Boggs, or Cecil Fielder, or Tino, or O'Neill, or Justice, or Posada. You get the point. 888-808-1019. Let me get Robles. Is that Robles or Robles up in Harlem? Am I saying that right, man? How do you say your name?
You got it right, Robles.
Robles, what's up, buddy?
Hey, BT, how you doing? Hey, BT, first on the Mets, you know, diehard Mets fan here. I know sometimes team chemistry and management can be kind of overlooked, right? But yeah. I'm looking at the game yesterday, and I'm watching the Brewers and the Mets, and I'm thinking the Mets got great players, but the Brewers have a great team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they take on the identity of Pat Murphy, right? This is a team that did not sign nobody. If anything, they lost two of their biggest players, which is Devin Williams and Willy Adames.
It's amazing.
So these guys are playing, they're playing with heart, regret,
yeah,
and they want to play for their manager. So I'm thinking, like, you know, they have the best record in baseball, and they're playing with an urgency that is, they're playing as if they're playing for a playoff spot. You know, they could have easily have packed it in. They won the first two games. You know what, 5-0. You know what, let's go home. Mm-hmm. But they played with an urgency, like, when I'm watching them play, I'm thinking of the Mets of 2024. That they was always in the game. So I don't know if these players don't want to play for Mendoza. The chemistry
no.
is really old. I don't know what it is.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it at all. You know, listen, to contrast the Brewers here, think about this. So they play a very collegiate style. Thanks for the call, Robles. Appreciate it. So why do they do that? Well, number one, Pat Murphy was in college. He was at Notre Dame. And was it Florida State? Definitely Notre Dame for a minute. There was two stops. Tennessee, they said it a few times over the weekend. Either way, you know he's got a college background. But even with a collegiate approach, emphasis on really taking the extra base and speed and running and putting stress on the opposing defenses, you got to have the horses to do it. I mean, Aaron Boone could have came to camp this year and said, all right, we're doing this. We're playing this way. Does that really fit their personnel? Same thing with Mendoza. You know, Vientos can't run a lick. You know, Pete's a smart base runner, but he's slow. You know, McNeil is decent at, like, average speed. He's not a dynamic athlete. Brett Beatty's not a dynamic athlete. No, none of the catchers are dynamic athletes. You know, Nimmo is a good athlete, but, I know Soto's got 19, 20 steals, whatever. He's not going first to home on a bullet down the line. I know he's not going first to third on a base hit to left field like the Brewers did. The point being, the Brewers organization gives Pat Murphy and counsel before that the kind of players the ability to play that way. I don't think Boone or Mendy has that. I really don't. Let me get Tom in Cranford. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, BT, how you doing?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Good, good. Just two things. One on the Savannah Yankees and two on Little League.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It's funny when you said, when you were talking about when you were a youngster playing, I used to eat the Tootsie Rolls and then spit it out like it was chewing tobacco.
That's a good one. Nice brown juices. Get them flowing. It looks real. Nice. Better than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yep. And also on Friday, what was Boone thinking about putting in Devin Williams? I did not understand that decision.
Baffled. I have no idea. I cannot believe that happened. No idea.
It's almost like he wants to prove everyone wrong. But everyone
No, because I think he'd be doing that to spite himself. I think whatever Aaron Boone does, he thinks is the right move. What I think he's thinking, even if it proves not to be in that spot, which it did, I think what he's thinking at that point is, hey, this guy has been one of the best for a long time. And after a rough start in April, he was excellent for 2 months. He's horrendous again. Let me see if I can regenerate him. And that's what he's thinking. It didn't work.
No, it's terrible.
You know, I mean, it's just so many problems, though. That's why I brought up the house analogy before, like with Dove's home and your home. All right, like if you have, if the pipes are an issue, but that's it. All right, well, you could deal with that. But if the pipes are busted and the fireplace is broken, if you have one, and the deck is beginning to collapse or erode, or there's water damage on the walls, like all of these things, you got a problem with the house. And I think the Yankees have a problem with the house. It's just too many things wrong. Let me get Andrew and Patterson. What's up, Andrew? Andrew,
hey, how's it doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, I have a couple of points about the Yankees and what they can do to try to resolve their thing. It starts with Aaron Boone to me. It's just a lot of people have called in and a lot of people say managers don't really matter in baseball. Well, the Yankees are a prime example of how bad managers can make a team bad. The whole Devin Williams situation didn't make sense to me on Friday. You were just coming off of an off day on Thursday. What do you mean that you're thin in the bullpen? Mm-hmm. Like, that didn't make sense to me to begin with. And I thought Cashman had a great trade deadline. There are a couple of bats because the Yankees, to me, are too much of a strikeout or hit a home run type of team, and they need to get away from that.
Not as much as they were a year ago. Not as much as they were a year ago. But, yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I agree.
There's a couple guys I would love for the Yankees to go trade for, and I was hoping they would have gotten one of these guys in the trade deadline. I would love someone like a Stephen Kwan for sure.
Yeah, we talked about
the defensive Gold Glove.
Yeah,
guy can hit near 300, and then more importantly, another guy I would also like is Luis Arraez. Both of those guys are toward the top of the league and most difficult to strike out.
Yeah.
And that's what the Yankees need. They don't need to swing for the fence every game. They need guys who can hit with runners in scoring position, no, which listen, is always a big problem.
Andrew, we know. These are, Andrew, we know this, man. These are all, thanks for the call. These are all problems that we've yelled about forever. I mean, we know this. That's funny. Everybody laughs at, oh, batting average. Oh, well, come out of the cave. Join the analytical movement, which, by the way, I support analytics certainly a lot and more than many, but I'm not married to it, which is why I still place value on batting average. Batting average, what the hell does that mean? I mean, what do you mean? What do you think it means? Batting average doesn't mean anything. Are you an idiot? Like, I don't understand whether it's first grade or it's the World Series. And you can get to the other layers of analytics. You want a guy up there who's hitting 280-something or a guy who's hitting 209 but a propensity to hit more home runs? Well, again, this is a fundamental difference. Give me the guy who's hitting, I don't mean if you like, you know, if you got like one home run for the season, but I mean if you could bang a few over the fence and you're a higher average player, that tells me the more times you're up with guys on, you're just going to have a more quality at bat. Because to hit 280, you've got to know what a ball and a strike is. To hit 280 or higher, you've got to have discipline. To hit 280, you've got to have great bat-to-ball skills. All right? And when you have that, when it's first and second, or when it's a man on second in extra innings, you know, you're not going to pop up or whiff or try to, you know, drop down a bunt and pop it up to the catcher. You might stroke one the other way. At the very least, if you're a lefty, get yourself in a position to, I don't know, pull the baseball over to second base, a productive out. But what's the Yankees' record in extra innings? It's the worst in baseball over the last 5 years. This is all common thread. Like, this is all connected. Connected. You know, I can't prove this, but I would think that if Wells was brought up in a different organization, it's not hitting 201. Can't prove this. I think if Volpe was coming up in a different organization, he's a different type of player. If Dominguez was coming up in a different organization, he's more buttoned up in the outfield. You know? Again, I can't prove that. That's just how I feel. How about, let's see here. Let me get Brad and Mineola back to the Mets. BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up, Brad?
BT, is it basketball season yet? Like, can we get these Knicks rolling at this point, the way baseball is? Oh. And, yeah, football looks like it's going to be okay past Halloween, but at least we know something good's coming out of New York soon enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, provided Mike Brown's the right hire, I happen to like it, but, hey, man, if it wasn't the right hire, what are we waiting? We got to just wait for the Johnnies. They won't disappoint.
Exactly. And I don't think they will this year, but I'll be honest with you, BT. I'm a huge Mets fan. You know that. This whole weekend, first off, Friday night, I see the score. We're up 2-0. I say to my friend, oh, we're going to lose this game 3-2, 4-2. But guess what? We did. On Saturday, I'm at a barbecue, and they're winning the game. I'm like, oh, they're going to lose this game, too. They lost. And then yesterday, I'm sitting there with my son and my wife, and I'm like, oh, they're up 5-0. They're going to find a way to lose today.
That was the one game that, hang on a sec. That was the one game that I thought they were going to find a way to win. When they jumped up on them, I did. With Manaea, Pete going yard, 5-0.
I agree. I get it. But I honestly laughed in my head. I'm like, they're going to find a way to lose. 8 out of the 11 games out of the, they've lost 12 out of 13 now. But 8 out of the 11 games, they've had the lead in the game. That's what makes it even worse.
Yeah, I know.
What makes it even worse.
Yeah. Well, that's why, and you're kind of saying the same thing that I'm saying, Brad. Thanks for the call. Like, if it was one thing, you could focus on that. This applies to both Yanks and Mets. If it was one thing, all right, you know, we clean this up just a little bit. But if I ask you, just close your eyes and fast forward to October, assuming both teams get there. Are the Yankees and Mets plus defensive teams? No. Do you truly, even though they have good arms back there, do you truly trust both bullpens? I think you got to have a little bit more faith in the Mets because you have a closer outside of yesterday, you know, but he's been phenomenal. But even that, some new guys coming to New York, looking a little skittish. Even if it's not an X, it's not a check. Not a definitive check, absolutely. Not yet. Starting pitching. All right. Yanks, Mets. I'm going to put an X there. Not feeling it. Managers, right now. You got to go X. You know, it's tough to put a check right now. Base running. No. X. So I think the one check for the Yankees would be power, which doesn't even play as much as in October. And I guess for the Mets, I am curious what some of these young pitchers do when they get called up. But until they get here, I'm going to push that aside. For the Mets, it would have to be, and I know Sal said this, and I get it, but time's ticking for their best players to get their asses in gear and start hitting simultaneously. Like, that's got to be it. If that doesn't happen, Mets have no chance. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal here on The Fan, brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. We'll get a quick timeout, come back to the phones. Hey, I hit some Jets and Giants stuff. You want to get back to that, you can. Obviously, Yankees and Mets, very busy baseball day. I mean, listen, there's no dog days here. I mean, dog days, generally, it's like apathy. No, this is five-alarm fire stuff. This is not the dog days. This is season hanging by a thread. BT and Sal on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I mean, this was supposed to be the easy part. Yanks will win 95, Mets will win 95, roll the dice, see what happens, World Series maybe, Subway Series. Everybody see this coming? I mean, nobody saw this coming. Not to this extent. Not this drop. There's drops and there's fall-offs and there's stumbles, but then there's longer periods of play that, on most levels, just basically you have to really reflect at the end of the day who you are. And that's where I am with these teams. You know, at least from a Yankee organization. I think, well, I didn't listen to Sal much when I was off. I heard him going down a little bit. And I agreed. Like, that was Monday. And instead of railing about what happened the night before, I would have taken the same approach. He was talking about the culture. I agree. Like, to get on the air today and just, oh, you had three hits. What the hell happened? How do you only get three hits? Like, that's missing the mark. Yeah, it's not inaccurate. I mean, how do you get three hits off a journeyman? I don't know. But the bigger issue is how the Yankees are built. And whatever word you want to use to describe that and get to that point is, I believe, the proper mindset, the accurate mindset. It's a little different for the Mets because, well, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's a lot different. Stearns just got here. Soto just got here. You know, Cohen's only owned the team for, what, 5 years, whatever, it's 5 or 6 now. So it's not the same timeline here. But don't make any mistake. Like, the expectations for the Mets, don't forget what they were coming in. NLCS, Dodgers, Soto, massive payroll, and look where you are. I mean, so, that's why I always say, and I say it usually joking, hey, the crown's heavy, don't trip. Like, everything, like, I can't forget, I don't engage in this because it's just not my thing, but I don't forget, the back and forth, the barbs, like, I thought the Mets were taking over the town. What happened? Suddenly Mendoza doesn't seem quite as astute pushing all the buttons that he did maybe a year ago. Stearns left you naked without getting a starting pitcher, and your star players are basically on vacation this summer. So, let's not ignore it. Let me get Richie in East Haven. Rich, what's happening, Richie? How you doing today, bud?
Hey, BT, what's going on?
Good.
I got a couple points before I get to my boom point. Would you rather have Judge with no arm in right field or Stanton in right field? Now, he made a great throw the other day, he still didn't throw the runner out at home.
Yeah, I saw it.
So
I mean,
why not just put Judge out in right field and keep Stanton at DH so you got his bat every day?
I'm gonna answer that because the risk that you run, I know what you mean, but you can't tell. Like, then Aaron's a liability. I mean, at least Stanton could unleash a throw. If you put Aaron in right field with his elbow still jacked up, at number one, he can make it worse, and God forbid need Tommy John, which he somehow averted, thank God. Or they're going to run on him all day. So, no, I'd rather right now, if Judge can't throw, I'd rather have Stanton out there.
Okay, and then to my boon point, you said a couple, like these guys, I never wanted Boone in the first place, no experience, blah, blah, blah. I don't even think it's him anymore right now. I think it's more with what the analytics has to do for him.
Yeah.
But you say these guys are complacent. Mm-hmm. There's no anger. There's no fire in these guys. And that is, I blame that on the organization.
Me too.
Because if I'm Aaron Boone and Jazz gets picked off on second base, I'm ripping him out of the game, sitting him on the bench for a day or two.
Yep.
Volpe, all these errors. You got to sit.
Yep.
And you got to make them get the fire.
Yeah.
I coached my son in hockey for many years.
Yep.
And he was probably always the best player on the team, blah, 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 whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he would try things because, he'd watch the NHL and watch these guys do stuff. And he'd make a bad pass, but he was trying to create something. But in my mind, I would sit him and say, you can't do that. And I'd pull him off the ice and say, you can't do that.
Yep.
That's not the right way to play. You're not, that's not the right thing to do. And I think the rest of the team would see this and say, hey, oh, well, he's the coach's son. He's going to play. No, I didn't look at it that way. I played every player the right way. And, I didn't, discipline everybody. But, hey, I'd pull him aside and say, listen, you can't do that. You got to do it like this.
Well, there's got to be a standard, Rich. That's what you're
right.
saying. Thanks for the call. But I know what you're saying. Yeah, there's got to be a standard. Like, to me, the only thing dumber than Jazz's play on first base against the Marlins on the pop-up was that he doubled down and said he'd do it again. He's just in space. Sometimes, like that play that he made going out to the outfield yesterday, phenomenal. When he hits a home run, he looks like Ken Griffey Jr. with that one-arm swing almost. But is he always buttoned up? I mean, Austin Wells, not even know how many outs there are. It just, somebody needed to be made an example of, and nobody was, Anthony's down in Tampa, BT and Sal on the fan. What up, Ant?
Hey, BT. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir. You got it. What's going on?
Awesome. Well, first of all, I called about the Mets, but I just wanted to tell you, because I can't go without, you know, speaking with you about the Jets and how awesome Aaron Glenn has been. I don't know if you saw on Instagram, they had all the old players coming back.
I did. I saw that.
It was great. It gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, Kevin Mawai, all those guys. Victor Green. Yeah, Ray Mickens. No, listen, I'm not missing anything with the Jets. I'm all over it. It's good.
Yeah, great. Yep. But my point about the Mets, so you got Alonso and you have Soto and all these other guys. Soto might be the exception to the rule. But these guys are getting older. Alonso's on the wrong side of 30. Lindor's getting older. Nimmo's old. Yep. Why isn't Mendy sitting these guys? Why doesn't he give them a day off here or there?
Who's playing shortstop?
Who cares at this point?
No, you can't say who cares.
Sure I can. He's not hitting. If Lindor is not hitting, let Mauricio play. He's a shortstop.
There's your answer. No, I just wanted an answer. Yeah, I mean, listen, when you get this version of Lindor, especially now defensively, I sit him for a day. Not as punishment, just to regenerate him.
Yeah, that's the only thing that really makes sense to me, because at this point, they can't really get much worse. So, you know what? Let the guy sit for a couple of days. Let him get his head on straight. Let them do what they've got to do, because what do you have to lose? They're losing games anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky thing to navigate. I mean, these guys want to play every day. Now, they're not the managers that Mendy is, so he controls it. But I don't know. I don't see in Lindor, I don't see a player who's not playing hard. In, you know, I never see a player who's not playing hard. He always plays hard. So I don't think it's that, you know, and, you know, Soto's had a couple of home runs recently. Yeah, but they're stars. Soto's a star. Soto's a superstar, like from a hitting perspective. Lindor's a star. And Pete's a prolific power hitter, and Nimmo's a solid baseball player. Like, what do they call him? Not the four, whatever the heck, that stupid name. What was that? The Fab Four. Get the hell out of here, Fab Four. Come on. Like, it's not the Fab Four. And if it is, they better find their cape soon, because they're falling apart. And I don't really know where the elevation is going to come from if those guys don't go. John's in St. Louis, Free Odyssey app. Hello, John.
BT, what's going on, man? Yo. I got two quick Jeff points for you. Like you, I was at the Nashville game, and I've never seen a more embarrassing display of sideline conduct from a head coach.
Ugh.
And then compare that to what we saw with Glenn in Green Bay. I had tears in my eyes. I mean, I've never seen a bigger contrast.
Yeah.
But I may be naive asking this, but after what we saw with the starters, is it foolish to think we maybe follow slightly a 2009 script here, limit mistakes that our QB can make, ground and pound, and rely on defense? It looked pretty good.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I hadn't made that connection, although I do think they're going to really run the ball.
There's a lot of parallels.
Yeah, there are. That's why I really hadn't thought of it that way. And I know exactly how they played with Sanchez those 2 years with Rex. I think the difference here is that, you know, the dynamic qualities that Justin Fields had compared to Mark Sanchez opens up a lot of other stuff. One thing I'm worried about, John, and I'm not saying that they should force this, because they are going to look to run the ball a lot more than they're going to look to throw it, but they need a second receiver. They need a second, Josh Reynolds. You know, I'm not saying that there's nobody there, but, you know, you can't have Garrett Wilson an A receiver and then your next best receiver like a C-. That's just too big of a gap. Now, maybe a veteran gets cut. I don't know. And you know, going and making a big-time move for somebody who's unhappy elsewhere, which we've talked about in the last couple of weeks here, I don't really – that feels like an old Jet move, you know. Go out and get Devontae – even though I think Adams could absolutely still play, but go and get Adams for Rodgers and go and get this big-name receiver. Like, there's an organic building to this team. And maybe I'm selling one or two of these guys short. I know the kid from Georgia, fourth round pick, flies. But the report is, you know, no hands, even though he's looked a little bit better at the pro level with that. They're not perfect, obviously. That goes without saying. But they've got an offensive line. I mean, you're talking about, let me see, between Vera Tucker, Olu. You talk about, you know, 60% of the old line is first round picks. So I think, and they, now, all right, does Vera Tucker stay healthy? What's the rookie look like on the right side? Is Olu Fashanu ready truly for, you know, 17 games of left tackle? I think he is based on how he played a year ago from the tape, but he got hurt, didn't finish. There's obviously questions, but I think the Jets' offensive line has a chance easily to be their best by far since that Rex unit. Yeah, it's got a chance to be really good. And then you do that, you control the game, and then, you know, a little play action, you know, basic things. Quarterback runs, protect the football, cut down the penalties. That's how you carve out a fun, competitive season. And it doesn't mean 12 wins, but it should mean, if done properly, that you're still playing football when it matters in early to mid-November at least. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. We got you till 2. Then it's Evan and Tiki coming up next here on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
To old tapes you can't watch and faded photos, Legacy Box transforms them into digital treasures, ready to share with a click. Just like magic, your shoebox of memories is now safely stored in the cloud or on a thumb drive. Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box, so you can rest assured your priceless moments are in good hands. Don't let your childhood fade away on old tapes. It's time to digitize those priceless moments. Fast forward into the digital age. Visit LegacyBox.com/value and unlock 50% off your order. That's LegacyBox.com/value.
When it comes to trucks and SUVs, Long Island Drive's Arnold Chevrolet. Located in West Babylon, Arnold Chevrolet isn't just a dealership. It's a team that's been together for decades. The same friendly salespeople, the same trusted managers. That kind of loyalty is rare, and it shows in the way they treat you. With great service, unbeatable deals, and a huge selection of Silverados, Tahoes, Trailblazers, and so many more. Arnold Chevrolet, 670 Montauk Highway, West Babylon. ArnoldAutos.com. And remember, nobody discounts like Arnold.
We're always talking New York sports on The Fan.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals and all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Can Jaden Daniels take the next step and win the award in just his second season? Can C.J. Stroud bounce back after a sophomore slump? Maybe a healthy Dak Prescott can win his first. Crown your champion in August. Will the Bills finally do it? Can the Eagles go back-to-back? Or maybe a long shot like the Bengals or Packers will win it all?
or parlay your division winner dark horses, mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bet now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. We love the app around here. It's safe and secure, and when you win, you get paid instantly. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of WFAN. 21 and over, physically present in New York. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Now at Verizon, lock in our low price, plus free roaming included in Puerto Rico. Discover the best mofongo, post that perfect sunset on La Isla, and save big with Verizon while you do it. Switch and get four lines for just $30 per line. See? Just $30 per month with unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Plus calls, texts, and data in Puerto Rico included, so you can use your phone sin problema. Stop by your New York Verizon store today. For unlimited welcome in times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
If you're looking for a great price on Falcon tires, there's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, where you always get the guaranteed lowest price on Falcon tires. But it doesn't end there, because Town Fair Tire gives you free services for the life of your Falcon tires. More free services than any other tire dealer. That's why we say nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. And I mean nobody.
Name brands at discount prices. Town Fair Tire.
Before you begin your road trip, ask yourself, do you really need five full suitcases? With the new 2026 Kia Sportage X-Pro's class-leading cargo space, you'll have room for what you need. Find out more at your local Kia dealer today. Keep the adventure going. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws. Comparisons based on second row legroom and cargo space behind second row seats in the subcompact SUV class according to Kia segmentation as of June 2025.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Gus and Mamaroneck, BT and Sal on the Fan. Hello, Gus.
Hey, BT. It's always a pleasure to talk to you or Sal or both.
Thank you, buddy.
Listen, I played baseball. I'm 69 years old, and I played baseball. I've been on a baseball field for 62 years, now as an umpire. Okay, but
you weren't the ump who threw me out, are you?
No. I don't like to throw out managers. I try to have a good rapport with managers.
Yeah, me too. That's what I try to do. It just didn't work out that night. That's my philosophy as well. There you go. Call of the day. Dove, you appreciate this. So, obviously, I was off this last week, and Friday was, it doesn't matter the details, but it was like the signature event for my son's club season. I don't coach, right? So it's down by Great Adventure, Jackson. They did great. They won the whole thing. It was really good. But
congrats.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. And we check into, we very rarely stay in a hotel because there's no need to. But, you know, he's young. He's like, I feel like I'm on the Yankees. I'm like, all right, it'll be boys' night out. Because we had a game at 6:30, or he did, 6:30 Friday night. Then at 9 o'clock, it's like three games for pool play. And then based on how you do then, they kind of reassign the standings and you keep going. Then it's single elimination. Long story short, I'm in the hotel for 2 minutes, right? And he's got his baseball stuff and his carry-on and everything to go up to the room. And I'm getting ready to pay. And now there's teams from Maryland, teams from everywhere. Within 2 minutes. Yo, BT, love the show, man. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. And as I'm walking away, he goes, try not to get thrown out tonight. I go, I'll do my best. I'm not even coaching. He goes, nah. He goes, I'm teasing. He goes, I heard you and Sal on the way up. Because if you remember the way, of course, Sal ended the show, he's like, all right, try not to get thrown out. So he heard it. Like, he really, truly was a fan. But, like, you know, Just go away. I'm not here to keep this thing going. I'm not gonna get thrown out again. That's it.
We'll see.
One and done. One and done. Although I got to tell you something. I was I did have to text Boone something. Okay. This was yesterday, and he writes back. He answered what I needed a question and what I needed answered. And he goes, is it true? Oh, God. He goes, is it true that you got kicked out of a 10U game? I go, yeah. He wasn't very proud. Like, I felt like I was getting called into like my college coach or my high school coach's office. Like, yeah. That's right. And he writes back. He goes, clean it up. Now, I didn't. When he got booted yesterday, I was just about, if they were playing better baseball, I would have. I was going to write back, yo, clean it up.
Can you imagine?
You know, but things have been a little rough for the Yanks. So I did not want to do that and, you know, further complicate his world. Eddie is in Pompton Plains. Ed, what's going on, Ed? How you doing?
Good. How are you, BT?
Good.
Good. I have a question. I've been, you know, I'm 71 years old, and I've been watching the Yankees. I can remember the 1960s World Series being devastated with Mazeroski's shot.
Mm-hmm.
But watching the Yankees, explain to me how you can bring in 4 to 5 relief pitchers when one pitcher comes in and throws 4 pitches.
Yep.
Maybe the next one comes in and throws 10. But they don't. And if you're only going to use them 2 days. If a guy's mowing people down, why not bring them 2-3 innings? Now you've saved that bullpen of 8 pitchers for, you know, they can go a couple innings too.
You were chopping out a little bit, Eddie. I was trying to give you a chance there. I got your point, though. Thank you for making the call. Yeah, I mean, the game's changed a lot. You know, you said you were at 71, so not when you were coming up, but, you know, in your, I'm guessing, 20s-ish? You know, you saw Goose Gossage routinely come in, you know, the Royals, George Brett. Could be the sixth inning, bases juiced, you know. I mean, it's just very, Bruce Sutter. It was different, the way they were deployed. Everything's different. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. There's no rules. It's just, it's trends, and people very rarely deviate from trends. Like, I don't understand why Edwin Diaz didn't go for 6 outs yesterday. I just don't. He hadn't pitched since Monday. I don't understand it. And they're off today, right? Mets are off today, I believe. Mets are off. Like, you had a chance to lock down 6, and he was throwing cheese. You know? So, I don't have an answer for you, except that I believe it's just, you know, overthinking it. These guys are making big money. So the urgency to keep them healthy, everybody's in a routine, nobody can deviate from it. It's nuts. Anthony's in Freehold. Anthony, BT and Sal on the fan. What's going on?
BT, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm a diehard Mets fan. Listen, what I think is an understated problem, a problem that might not be talked about as much right now.
Yep.
Who's the guy in the locker room holding these guys accountable? I mean, it's not Soto, it's not Lindor, and it's not Pete. And if it is, it's not working. And the way that Mendoza's been speaking to the media, he looks like his dog just died.
He's lost. He does not listen. I think Mendoza's got a chance to be really good, and I do like him. Right, I'm not trying to bury Mendy. I like him. I do think that the magic touch that was, you know, universally agreed upon early on, I think that's eroded a bit, and I don't love the way he comes across postgame, I don't want to judge it too harshly. Like, all right, you lost the game, you pissed off. What do you really want to say? But I have not loved the way he sounded either. I'm with you.
I agree. He looks defeated. He looks lost. And not a knock against Boone. I personally like Boone, but he's sounding like Boone. But I want to know who in the locker room is holding these guys accountable and saying, wake up. There's nothing like that going on in that clubhouse.
I don't think either clubhouse really has strong leadership like that. I really don't. I don't think it's just a Mets thing. You know, I think obviously Judge is a, you know, watch me by example kind of guy. And I do believe that here and there, because we saw one shot in the dugout. Who was it? Was it Jazz? Last year, he held somebody publicly accountable. Not crazy, but enough where I'm like, attaboy. But no, this is not like a Posada or an O'Neill, you know, or Clemens just taking it upon himself, or Keith. I mean, these are a million years ago. My God. Or David Wright more recently. I think that some guys, listen, here's the other thing too. We have to understand this. When we talk about starting pitchers and how they're coddled and all the effects of this society that's been softened over the years, right? Don't you think that that's going to have a direct impact on the way guys lead? It does, because guys aren't coached as hard as they used to be coming up. My high school coach, this was on a hardwood floor, Xavier High School in Manhattan. He was a corrections officer, and he was an awesome coach. And my other assistant was a cook, right? And they would hit metal with a metal bat
absolute freaking rockets at us. I mean rockets. And God forbid we didn't get in front of it. I mean, you run to the rest of practice. They would berate you. They would scream at us. But that's my generation. I was kind of used to it. You know, plus my dad was a disciplinarian, not like that, but, you know, so I was used to structure. So when I got to college, rest in peace, and my college coach ran a very loose ship, I was actually uncomfortable with that. I kind of liked that intensity and that expectation and rules. There weren't many. That's why we got in some trouble on some road trips and stuff. But the point is like when you are, we're looking for these guys to be a posada. You know, be like that. Why would they if they're never around adult leadership or not as much, not as frequently, around adult male or female, but in male leadership when they're young? They're not exposed to it. They're not used to it. Confrontation's uncomfortable for a lot of people, which I get. I get it. You got to be, you know, you got to be wired a certain way when things get, you know, little wacky. You're not out of sorts. You know, most people don't like confrontation, but I don't know how you're going to get on a teammate the way we expect them to, like the way our guys used to back in the day, when that's just it's removed from almost every facet of life. Teachers can't do it. Can't do it at the workplace. Coaches can't do it quite the way they used to. What? So these guys are magically going to learn how to call somebody out and hold them accountable? It doesn't work that way. I think the new form of leadership is showing up every day and playing hard, you know, like a Nimmo, which I respect. But you got to have a couple of guys who you just know are flipping tables over. I know that this is so antiquated. I get it. But how lost both of these teams look, it's warranted. Really is. All right, guys. Have an awesome rest of your Monday. Sal and I together tomorrow. Evan and Tiki coming up next. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. I just look like a complete dweeb. I look like an absolute loser. Like a physical zero.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.